Even before the pandemic, this gap was a worry. The government had been trying to close it with extra apprenticeships and training schemes. Now these have been expanded with a more active approach to getting young people in particular into work. A scheme known as One Youth, One Solution guarantees every under 26-year-old training, an apprenticeship or a job, for which firms may get a public subsidy. The poorest get nearly €500, that's $590, extra in benefits a month if they enroll in an active job hunt scheme. The government has invested a lot in upskilling, says Ludovic Subran, chief economist at Allianz, an insurer. But there's an underlying mismatch between supply and demand that will remain for some time. In parallel, there is an attempt to redesign the unemployment benefit rules to encourage people to work. President Emmanuel Macron's reform involves, among other things, curbing the generous payouts to high earners while also increasing from 4 to 6 months the length of service required to qualify for full benefits. This latter measure is designed to discourage firms from creating short-term contracts, which they do, knowing that people can fall back on benefits in between. But after unions took the reform to France's highest administrative court, the government was told in June to suspend it until the economy improves. Mr. Macron vows it will apply from October if growth picks up. Staff shortages in the hospitality business may be linked to its generous furlough schemes. This will be tested at the end of August, when such workers will get only 72% of salaries rather than 84%. That may help firms entice staff back. So might better pay. For the moment, as restaurants prepare to check vaccination passes at entry, uncertainty is discouraging them from promising higher wages. Diners may need to get used to longer waits and fewer alternatives to the plat du jour.